now for a vintage vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
In the 1940s, when the Byers and the McKays left Van Dunop, they left behind them a fenced garden area on the old sheepwash place across the bay from the camp. The women of Van Dunop took the space over, divided it up, and planted their own gardens. Andy Ellingson recalls picking starfish off the beaches from Layton's oyster farm. These pests on the oyster lease made excellent fertilizer for the gardens. May Ellingson says they also rowed out at low tide and picked them off the rock face, filling the boat with buckets of starfish. When the men went into Whaletown, they would take a pile of gunny sacks to Burnside, where Peggy Newsham gave them manure for the garden. On their return, the men piled a few sacks at each end of the women's garden gates, ready for use whenever the gardeners got around to them. May tells of losing her engagement ring on one of those days when the men, laden with gunny sacks, went into Whaletown. She looked everywhere for that ring. Elmer took the sink traps apart. They searched the beach at the end of the wastewater pipe, but no ring. They wrote a letter to the insurance company, ready to go out with the next mail. Giving up on ever finding her ring, May went back to gardening. She dumped her share of cow manure on her garden space and began to dig it in. A little bit of shiny metal caught her eye, and she picked it up to rub the dirt off, wondering which child had lost a crackerjack prize in the garden. To her amazement, she had uncovered not a cheap trinket, but her diamond ring. It must have got caught in the sack when she was getting them ready to go to the barn. It was a wonder that she ever got it back, for there were often extra gunny sacks that just got left at the barn and sometimes never returned.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.